Well, the Fair Work Commission recently made that decision to roll back penalty rates for Sunday for many, many hospitality and surrounding workers. It seemed to come out of nowhere as a bit of a surprise, and somebody who would love to see that decision reversed is Federal Member for Newcastle, Sharon Clayton. Good morning, Sharon. First, the decision to cut those penalty rates did come in for a bit of criticism. What impact do you know that it will have on those affected workers?
Yes, good morning, Mark, and to all your listeners. It certainly did come into some criticism, and it was a shocking decision in more ways than one, certainly for our region and the Newcastle Hunter region. Almost 50,000 workers we expect could be hurt by the cuts to Sunday penalty rates. That's really disturbing to begin with, because we're looking at one in six workers in that Newcastle Hunter region who work in retail, food, accommodation industries that will be affected by the upcoming cuts. And the feedback that I've been getting from students at the university, from older women who have been working in some of those industries, indeed people who rely on work in hospitality, just are really, really worried, because their penalty rates are not for, you know, purchasing of some kind of luxurious goods. They're using their penalty rates to pay the rent, make payments on their car, which is necessary in order to keep their jobs, to, real bread and butter issues. So it's a further that these penalty rates are just some kind of icing on the cake for people. They are now very much part of just trying to make ends meet. And certainly your listeners would appreciate, rents are pretty high in Newcastle. Our cost of living's not going down. So any cut to weekend penalty rates is going to hurt the people that we know are already amongst the lowest paid workers in the country.
Yeah, now, if nothing else, in real terms, it is a bit of a pay cut. Now, there was some justification used to move on cutting the penalty rates, and one of those reasons was that businesses would be able to put on more staff, increase hours. Do you think this is a valid reason, and do you think this is an actual fact? Sharon?
I don't believe for one moment that a cut to workers who are already low paid and vulnerable is a job creation plan. This is a plan for growing inequality in Australia, not a plan about jobs and growth. Many businesses that have spoken to me about the way that they employ people and the payment of penalty rates to say, you employ as many people as you need on those given days. And those businesses that are choosing not to make the cuts to penalty rates are doing so because, A, they have high regard for their staff, B, they actually want to hold good staff in their establishment. They recognise that they're part of their frontline services, and they just know that they are, some sectors, some workplaces have people employed on more than one award. So it would be very messy and very inequitable to be paying Sunday penalty rates to one portion of your workers because they happen to be on X award, but not paying the penalty rates to others because they're employed under hospitality award, for example. So, very messy, very unequal. I can totally understand why, good employers would not want to go down that path.
For sure, Sharon. And we know that a lot of them did take to social media saying, hey, we are going to keep paying our workers the same as we have been. Now, very quickly before I let you go, you're wanting those affected by this decision to get in contact with you so you can present some of those issues to Parliament.
I do. People's real life examples are very, very powerful testimony, and we really need the Prime Minister to understand what the real impact of these cuts to Sunday penalty rates are, so that he or somebody in his government might have the courage to actually support Labor's private member's bill that would prevent these cuts from going ahead. So please, contact my office. You can sort of direct message me on Facebook, send me an email, and I'll make sure your message gets to Canberra.
Sharon, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm sure you'll be flooded with people with messages, and good luck with the penalty rates.
Thanks very much for your time.
That's Federal Member for Newcastle, Sharon Clayton, talking about penalty rates with us this morning at 2NURFM.